Backstage at Rise Festival, day one. Delighted to be joined by Dane and Taylor from Into the Arc. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You've just finished your set, haven't you? How did it go for you?
I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a good turnout of people, and probably the most fun I've had on stage in ages. Yeah,
first time ever playing this festival, and great welcome. And we were on pretty early, so we wasn't sure if people would be around, but yeah, it was pretty full tent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's good. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you both had your own individual careers before you met up, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't call it much of a career. I'd say it was me being 14, playing like pubs and clubs and stuff. But yeah, I was just going out doing it by myself, and Dane was at the time as well.
I started pretty much the same. I was in a pop punk band for a good 2 years, and kind of like my heart changed from the pop punk music to acoustic and singer songwriter. And I met him along the way then, and we started doing, yeah.
How did you meet?
How did we meet?
Yeah.
We were playing a charity gig in a place called Trinant in the Valleys. I think it was like maybe my third show on my own, not with the pop punk band. I think maybe it was like one of his first shows on his own as well.
Yeah.
And our parents just said like, oh, sing a song together. So we did, and we were like, oh, that sounds nice. So we just kept it up from there.
Yeah.
And it obviously took off because you had a lot of TV time last year when you took part in The Voice. How did that go?
It was good, man. It was, I don't know, something at the time that we didn't really want to kind of do because, I don't know, we had like a, I don't know, internally we were just like freaking out whether it was like cool or not, do you know what I mean? But then, and then you just look at like the way and like the day and age of music goes now, like everything is kind of like media based, and if like you get on the TV or the radio, I mean, it can only help you, so... We just kind of bit the bullet and went for it, and then ended up enjoying it actually quite a lot. It was really good fun. Got to hang out with a lot of really cool people. Spent a lot of time with Tom Jones and people like that. Yeah, no, it was definitely worth doing. Like I'd say,
Good experience, even if you weren't sure if it was right for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it was right for us in the end. It worked out perfect. We come straight off the show, toured the UK for the first time on our own, and sold out like. UK and Scotland and Ireland and stuff, so yeah, it's ever since then everything's just gone next level, which is good.
Yeah, and you've toured with Tom Jones as well, haven't you?
We've just come off another UK tour, then we did 2 UK and Europe tours and a 5-week American tour as well, so he definitely spoiled this.
Wow, you got to see a lot of him then.
We did, yeah. We know all his songs word for word now. We know what he has for tea, yeah. Everything.
That's good. So, and you've been recording as well. You've got an EP out, haven't you? Is it Brightest Creatures?
No, there's a more recent one. It's called Valencia, and we recorded it in Valencia in October, I believe. And that's a.
Oh, you're properly in the music industry now because you recorded it in October and now it's out.
Yeah. Exactly. It takes ages, doesn't it? Yeah. But we got a new single off that EP called. Better Than Never At All. So we've kind of released like 3 songs and put them and filmed a video as like a trilogy, so they're all like they all match and stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of what we've been doing.
Where is the priority at the moment? Is it touring or festivals, or is it writing or recording?
Well, we just got a few more festivals to finish up this year, and then we're literally for the first time going to take a break and work on finishing our album and the campaign and everything behind it. So it's going to be a busy winter.
Where are you recording the album? Is it local to? Because you're from Blackwood, aren't you?
We are from Blackwood, but it's not local. It's in Surrey. Oh,
okay.
With some guys who've got like an amazing studio there, Mike Needle and Dan Breyer. Yeah, they're good guys. Yeah.
Nice guys.
Are you hanging around for the rest of the day? There's another band from Blackwood playing later, isn't there?
They are indeed. The Manics over there.
Like, oh, boys, they've got inspiration.
They're going to get you on to do a little cameo, a little bit of backing singing or something.
Bit of Bread of Heaven or something.
Brilliant.
So what's next for the two of you? After your break, are you going to... you got any new focus? You're going to look at getting an album, bigger tours?
Yeah. We're in the middle of making the album at the moment. We signed the record deal at the start of the year. First half of the year we made pretty much all of the album. We just got to sort it out and get everything together, I guess, ready to release it next year. But we're busy boys.
It's all hard work, but it's all fun, isn't it?
Yeah, enjoying it. Beats a desk job, I suppose. So.
Certainly does. Well, Dane and Taylor, thank you very much for having a chat with us today, and we're definitely going to keep an eye and see how it all goes out for you. Cheers.
Nice to meet you guys.
Cheers.